This is Alan Journay from Southern Oregon Climate Action Now, bringing you the Climate Capsule, a weekly commentary about climate change and what we can do to address it. Today's topic, the basics. Let's start with a multiple choice question. According to climate science theory, which of the following is the dominant cause for the current warming of our atmosphere? Listen closely now. A. Incoming heat from the sun is trapped by atmospheric gases. B. Heat radiating from the Earth outwards is trapped by atmospheric gases. C. Heat produced by human industrial commercial activity is trapped by atmospheric gases. D. Heat escaping from the Earth's core, geothermal for example, is trapped by atmospheric gases. E. Natural factors beyond our control are heating the atmospheric gases. The current understanding is as follows. 1. Incoming solar radiation in the short wavelength range, X-rays, ultraviolet, and visible light, passes through our atmosphere and reaches the Earth's surface. Upon reaching the Earth's surface, this radiation is transformed into heat, which re-radiates back outwards. Some gases in our atmosphere have the property that they absorb heat radiation and thus warm. The best known of these gases is carbon dioxide, mainly because it's the most abundant. Comparing the other gases to carbon dioxide, we have methane, or natural gas, with 23 times the heating capacity, oxide of nitrogen with 295 times the heating capacity of carbon dioxide, and man-made chlorofluorocarbons, better known for damaging our ozone layer, with some 10 to 15,000 times the heating capacity. About the heating properties of these gases, there is no question, even among skeptical climate scientists. We are grateful to these gases because without them, the planet would be below 0 degrees Fahrenheit and probably would never have allowed life to evolve. Since the Industrial Revolution of the 18th century, we have been pumping carbon dioxide into our atmosphere such that this gas has increased from 275 parts per million to about 400 now, a 40% increase. Since this 18th century, the global atmospheric temperature has climbed over 2 degrees Fahrenheit, with over half of this occurring since about 1970. Much of the energy trapped by these atmospheric gases has actually been absorbed by our oceans, which explains in part why atmospheric warming has not continued as rapidly since about 2000 as previously. The answer to the multiple choice question then is B. Heat radiating outwards from the Earth's surface is trapped by atmospheric gases. Recorded in the studios of KSKQ Ashland, Oregon, this has been the Climate Capsule. I'm Alan Journay from Southern Oregon Climate Action Now. Please visit our website at socan.eco, where you can learn more about SOCAN, our projects, and activities.